The emergence of the Foo Fighters as one of rock's great new hopes should have given drummers everywhere a reason for optimism. Consider the story of Dave Grohl.
It's not even like enclosed spaces. It's like I hate being stuck in one band.
When we return, we'll look at the career of Dave Grohl, from his roots in the punk band Scream to drummer in Nirvana to Grammy-winning frontman of the Foo Fighters.
Montreal, Quebec. At the confluence of the St. Lawrence and Ottawa rivers, this metropolis has become the mecca of hockey. Here, the passion for the game inspires a devotion some reserve only for religion. This city is also home to a franchise that's enjoyed a bountiful history. With the city of Montreal steeped in so much hockey history, Russian stars Alex Ovechkin and Ilya Kovalchuk prepared to add their own personal touches.
During filming, the largest and most involved race riot at San Quentin Prison in nearly 20 years broke out.
Gunshots coming out of the buildings. They were shooting from the gun tower.
The riot and subsequent lockdown and investigation affected everyone at San Quentin, putting the lives of inmates and officers alike at risk.
There were inmates running in every different direction.
And placing a number of inmates' chances at parole in jeopardy. The Rock and Roll Soldiers are, if you couldn't have guessed by their name, an up-and-coming rock band from the small town of Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, growing up in a small town was hard for us as a band, but, you know, we love to play and we love to tour.
I'm so bored, I got a funny little...
With a die-hard work ethic and constant tour schedule, Marty and the boys have managed to gain enough attention to warrant a recording contract from a major label. Unfortunately for the Rock and Roll Soldiers, getting signed to a label isn't the end of all their problems, but the start of a long path filled with hard work.